Hello and welcome to Behind the Drive, the podcast for girls and guys who love Formula One. I'm your host, Courtney Ross, and I am here for you every week to bring you fun and educational content while hopefully making some new F1 friends along the way. So if you love all things Formula, then I highly recommend you hit the follow button to join the community and get notified every time a new episode comes out. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Behind the Drive. What a dramatic and controversial end to the 2021 Formula One Championship. Max Verstappen wins his world championship on the last lap of the last race of the season. But how did this happen? Was it a fair race, or did the FIA mess it up? To understand what happened, we need to break down the events leading up to the last lap of the race and also delve into the sporting regulations. Okay, so let's jump into the lead up. As you may remember, Max Verstappen started the race on soft tyres, which everyone initially thought would be good for the start of the race but bad for the pit stop strategy. And in fact, they weren't even good for his start. Now, it was still on the first lap that we saw the first battle between Lewis and Max, and that was down at turn 6, where Max Verstappen momentarily took the lead. Everyone has a different opinion on this, but to me, Max was leading going into the corner. He was basically on the apex, and he managed to keep his car within the white lines as he was exiting the corner. Lewis subsequently went off the track and rejoined well ahead of Max, which in that scenario usually means that Lewis would have to give the position back. But according to the stewards, apparently there was no investigation necessary as Lewis had decreased the gap back down to Max. Of course, this didn't sit very well with Christian Horner and the Red Bull team, and they felt quite hard done by the decision. And by lap 5, there was about a 2-second gap between Lewis and Max. But Max was wearing through his soft tyres very, very quickly, and Red Bull made the decision on lap 14 to bring him in and change him to a set of fresh hards. Mercedes then reacted to this decision by Red Bull and brought Lewis in on the following lap, and I believe they put a used set of hards on. On lap 20, Perez, who was still on his soft tyres from the beginning of the race, was given the order to defend and hold up Lewis Hamilton as much as possible. And he was told to do this so Max Verstappen could catch up as much as he could. And Perez was an absolute animal. I was impressed with Ocon's defending in Qatar, but Perez? Phenomenal. Did a phenomenal job. The teamwork from him over the whole weekend deserves a medal. There were people that were disagreeing and saying that his driving was dangerous, but for once I actually agree with Michael Massey and think it's just hard racing. So Max is back up behind Lewis and the gap has decreased down to 2 seconds again. And they were on similar age tyres, so I was thinking, yes, there is still a chance for Max to take the championship. But by midway through the race, the gap was increasing and it was seeming less and less likely that it was going to happen. Until Giovinazzi was having issues with his car and had to stop it on the side of the track, which brought out a virtual safety car. And under the virtual safety car, Red Bull took the gamble and brought both Verstappen and Perez in for a new set of hard tyres. At this point, Lewis Hamilton had done 23 laps on his hard tyres, but Mercedes didn't have a choice but to leave him out to keep track position as he had passed the pit lane entry before the virtual safety car came out. So again, the Orange Army were thinking, yes, he's got fresh tyres on, maybe Max can do something with this for the last 20 laps. And Max did a stellar job. He was just punching out quali lap times, trying to catch up to Lewis Hamilton. But when we reached 10 laps to go, there was still about a 10 second gap between Max and Lewis. And I thought, nah, it's all over. Lewis is taking his 8th world title. That is until Latifi had his accident on lap 53, bringing out the double yellow flags. And again, Red Bull took the gamble and brought Max Verstappen in for a fresh set of soft tyres. And Lewis Hamilton was stuck out on his very, very used hard tyres, because if he did come into pit, he would have lost position to Max Verstappen. And this is where the real controversy starts. So like we know, Latifi's accident was on lap 53. And with only 5 laps remaining in the race, it was in Red Bull's interest, and I guess the interest of the fans, to get the race back on as quickly as possible. Normally under a safety car scenario, any cars that have been lapped up to that point have to unlap themselves ahead of the safety car and they basically gun it around to rejoin the pack again. At this point of time in the race, there were five cars between Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen on the track, who were Norris, Alonso, Ocon, Leclerc, and Vettel, who were running down in 7th to 11th positions. But the drivers were just left confusingly driving around, unsure of what's happening, until lap 56, when the FIA confirmed that the lapped cars would not be overtaking the safety car. So that's three laps behind the safety car without any confirmation of what's going to be happening. But then on lap 57, the FIA confirmed that those five cars would need to overtake the safety car and unlap themselves. And this just added to the confusion because only some of the cars that were lapped were unlapping themselves. There were still other drivers behind Max, like Ricciardo, Schumacher, and Stroll, that were all lapped but were told to stay in position. So it appeared to be like a bending of the rules that benefited Verstappen and was a massive detriment to Lewis Hamilton. The other reason why people were confused is because the regulations say that once all the lapped cars rejoin at the back of the pack, the safety car is meant to stay out for an additional lap before returning to the pits. But if this was to happen in the scenario in Abu Dhabi, the safety car would have returned to the pits on lap 58 and Lewis would have just cruised around the last corner and taken the victory. So because of this, Michael Massey, who has the authority to override this regulation if he deems it safe to do so, decided to bring the safety car in on the end of lap 57. That way, we would get one final lap of proper racing. And this is where we saw the final showdown between Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton to take the world championship title. They had one lap, about 5.2 kilometers and 1 minute 26 seconds to claim the victory. And it had everyone on the edge of their seat. Lewis Hamilton gave it absolutely everything he had, but he was no match to Max Verstappen with a fresh set of soft tyres. And ultimately, Max Verstappen became the 2021 Formula One World Champion, which I had really mixed feelings about. I was so excited and happy for Max Verstappen to get his first world title, but at the same time, I felt really, really bad for Hamilton and Mercedes. And Mercedes were very clearly upset and frustrated by the decisions of the FIA at the end of the race, and they immediately said that they would be protesting the decisions. And there were two formal protests that Mercedes filed. The first was in regards to Max Verstappen creeping ahead of Lewis Hamilton momentarily before the restart, which was a breach of section 48.8 in the sporting regulations. The FIA reviewed this protest and accepted that Verstappen did momentarily gain position ahead of Hamilton. However, were of the opinion that he sufficiently moved back behind him as quickly as possible and ultimately dismissed the protest. The second and larger protest that Mercedes-Benz filed was in regards to the fact that only half the lapped cars were given permission to unlap themselves, which is a breach to section 48.12 of the sporting regulations. The FIA acknowledged that the rules regarding lapped cars were not completely applied, but said that section 48.13 of the sporting regulations, which states that the message "safety car in this lap" overrides section 48.12. Michael Massey has stated that the thought behind his decision was that he wanted to remove any cars that would interfere with the leaders' racing. He has also said that for a long time, the teams have discussed that in a scenario similar to what happened in Abu Dhabi, they would prefer the race to finish under racing conditions rather than behind a safety car, which also was a factor in his decision. Mercedes have said that they will be appealing the decisions made by the FIA, and I'm sure this will continue to go on for at least a couple more weeks. And to be honest, I'm kind of left unsure how to feel about the whole situation. But I do think it's a massive shame that the season has finished how it has. It has been such a long season and there has been so much disagreement, penalties, appeals, and tension even just between the two teams. And rather than a clean, straightforward race, we've got this controversy that is going to keep dragging out. I think the biggest question it leaves fans is, why wasn't there a red flag after Latifi's crash? For example, like in Baku, when Max Verstappen had his accident and we had a restart with two laps. For me, wouldn't that be the best and fairest way for all the drivers to get an opportunity for the last couple of laps? And I think Crofty said it best when he said this.
But there is a big question that needs to be answered, and I'm sure Michael Massey in time will answer it. That is, why, when we've seen races this season, Baku, albeit at a higher speed, faster part of the track, where Max Verstappen crashed, we had a red flag. And we had two laps of racing to the checkered flag after that red flag. Why wasn't the red flag shown last night? Would that have been the fairest way to ensure that we had five laps of racing to the checkered flag? It meant would have meant that both Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen could have had a free change of tyres. It would have meant that one car didn't have the advantage over the other. We would have had a standing start. And I think both teams would have accepted that. Lewis Hamilton had a 10-second lead wiped out through no fault of his own. Max Verstappen and Red Bull played a clever strategy decision that Mercedes weren't in a position to do, but there was no red flag. And if we go back to our coverage on Sky Sports F1 over the weekend, Michael Massey told Karun Chandhok, after we speculated about a red flag, because we've seen Kimi Raikkonen crash at turn 14, that there would be no red flag for crashes at turn 14. So was that his mindset going into the final race?
And I really do feel for Lewis. To be so close to a record-breaking 8 world championships and to have that taken away in one lap. He is a phenomenal driver and, in my opinion, was equally deserving of the world championship title. But if I reflect on the season as a whole, Max Verstappen, in my opinion, is still deserving of the title. He's had more podium finishes than Lewis Hamilton, and if it wasn't for the tyre incident in Baku or Bottas being a bowling ball in Hungary, he probably would have already won the championship. So the fact that he is driving as good as or better than a 7-time world champion shows me that he is deserving. But I would love to hear what you think of it and your thoughts on the season overall. So please comment them down below so we can keep chatting about it. And that is all for today's episode, guys. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. And I will catch you all in my next video. Bye.